All right, welcome in to the square and the round. I just told BB Shea something. Chris Kelly sitting right here. There's BB Shea.
What up?
It's always good to see
good
you.
Good to see you as well.
I wake up every day, every morning, I put my feet on the floor and I say, let's go kick ass today. And I do that.
That's a great way to start the day.
You think?
I do.
I tell you the best. First of all, I do that. I say, let's go kick ass today. Then I go into the bathroom and I have flatulence like you wouldn't believe. I mean, just cut loose. My wife is asleep. I close the door. I'm getting ready to get into the shower.
Yeah.
And I just, at my age, when you get to this age, it's like that's one of the real high points of your day. When you really let it go early in the morning before you've done anything, you're just like, yeah.
You don't fart in the bed?
No, I try not to. My wife really, really frowns on that. I don't want to.
That's interesting. You're a gentleman for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
I would never think to even consider anybody else's feelings when it comes to my farting.
No, yeah. That's a real no. She's on, and I don't say that word. You know, I don't like
I'm
that
sorry.
Word.
I'm sorry.
I don't
bad.
Like that
my
word.
Bad.
My wife has only done that in front of me one time in the 25 years I've known her.
What was the occasion? Was it a special date?
No, we had been married probably a year, maybe less, and she was just getting up off the couch and she let it slip. And I just looked at her and said, was that you? And she was so mortally embarrassed. You know, she just ran off.
And
I was like,
and it's never happened again.
Never again.
What a lady. Wow.
Oh, she is.
Y'all are a nice couple. I want to hang out with you guys sometime.
Thank you. Well, it ain't all of it, bed of roses. I can tell you that.
Okay.
But I think we're a good couple. But sometimes I let them slip around her.
Yeah.
And she'll say, you know, and that, by the way, as you get older, the more you're just kind of like, all right, I'll just do this, you know. And you take your punishment, but then...
I find it harder to clench, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Sometimes it don't even mean to let it out. It just kind of slides out.
You're
you know?
Young, and yeah. you should yeah. not be having... You shouldn't be having that issue just yet.
No, but
my
I mean,
grandmother used to have it.
I'm starting to notice it a little bit. I heard a comedian describe it as like an unclosed bag of leaves in the front yard. It's like it's
just going to slip out.
It's containing a little bit, but some of it's going to slip out.
Yeah, going to get out. That's kind of right. My grandmother, we used to play checkers when I was a little kid, and she would just, you know, just sit and just boom. I mean, there they go. And I'd be like, God, meemaw. And she's like, well, there's nothing I can do. You know, she's just like, that's what can I do? I can't control
it. I caught
my
grandma farting during a funeral one time.
Oh, God.
She was sitting down after the singing and she just let it go.
Oh, well, again, at that age, you know, when you're young, when you're old, you can't control things. I think that's the way to the younger you are and the older you are. I mean, look, basically you... That's just an epiphany I just had. You start, you know, and I'm sure this has been said a million times, but you start with a diaper and you end with a diaper.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Although I did see a woman the other day who was 104 and skydiving. Skydiving at 104. They think it's a record. They have to review it.
At what age, I was getting ready to say this, at what age do you just stop caring, though? Like a lot of it, you know, you lose motor functions, but
for me, it was about 10 years ago. I really just gave up. Look at my wardrobe, for God's sake.
I would be inclined to go skydiving. If I make it to 100, I will go
skydiving.
Would
you do it?
Yes.
She did it for her 100th birthday.
Yeah.
And now she's 104 and did it again. And I think the reason was, there really was no reason. She wanted to redo it because she enjoyed it so much the first time. And they think she's the oldest ever to do it.
At that age, anything to increase my chances of ending it.
Yeah,
you
really.
Know, just let it get over with.
At that point,
with.
Why not?
Yeah.
You're 104.
That's wild.
And still going. But I want to be that.
You want to be 100.
I heard a guy today. It was the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, a big financial conglomerate, you know. He says that kids today will likely live to be 100 because of artificial intelligence. You know, it was Jamie Dimon is his name.
That makes sense.
He's saying that, you know, cancer will be much less prevalent. You have a pill for everything. Everything will be done for you. You have to work less. He said a 3.5 day work week, too. That would be against what you like. You like to work.
I like going to work.
I know you
I
do.
Really do.
You get your hands dirty. You get into something.
Honestly,
you know?
Though, you know, I just started my new part-time job.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. I was so excited for you.
Yeah.
You know, so many times I've congratulated you on this new...
It's a weird thing to congratulate somebody for.
You're
but,
a shelf
yeah.
stocker at a grocery store.
Yeah.
And so you're doing that kind of work. And what are your thoughts on it?
I almost quit my first day.
The first day?
I almost quit.
And did you...
It was bad, man.
Really?
It was bad. So yeah, I'm stocking shelves. It's... Yeah. 4 p to 10 p,
mm-hmm.
right, after working a full day of work.
God.
And then I go work another 6 hours, right?
Man, that's a long day.
And it is. But, you know, what we do on a normal basis is not very taxing.
not physical labor,
a lot of
here.
Sitting down, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of sitting down and typing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I go from this to that, and I'm basically, it's like boxing. I'm basically getting off the couch on my feet on a hard surface for 6 hours, stocking shelves, picking stuff. I was 3 hours in, and I looked at my phone, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do this.
That's a hard work.
It's bad.
But that's long.
Yeah.
I mean, you're here, what time do you get here?
9:00? I get here like 7:30, 8 o'clock
in the morning.
Yeah.
And you're going 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock there.
Yeah.
That's a hard day, though.
Yeah, but I don't really consider, like, you know, what I do here, it's work, but it's not taxing. Like, I really don't think of it as
a toll on my body.
It's
not sitting on the couch watching TV,
you know? I worked again last night, and it's getting better, but that first 3 hours was the worst, man.
Don't you hate that?
It was terrible. I was bending down. I was on the floor stocking stuff. That was bad, man.
I used to do overnights, radio overnights, and when I would, it was midnight to 6 a.m., and the first hour, you're like, okay, yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, even the first two, midnight to two, you're okay. But by like 3 to 4 a.m., that was the worst.
See, that third shift, that's got to be miserable.
That's hard. The 3 to 4 a.m. Are you doing that? Are you working that second job? Because this pertains to you, hoping to move out of your parents' house.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I just read. Now, this is I brought this in for you.
Yeah.
That most Americans now, in fact, 90% say, I have no, there's no stigma to that at all anymore. I think it used to be if you didn't get out on your own by a certain age, people were like, oh man, what's wrong with you? He's a bum. Now there's absolutely no judgment for that.
I agree with that. And I don't have a problem with living with my parents. I just like my own space.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that they've invited me in and, you know, they're not charging me anything, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm super thankful for that. But then again, I tell other people, other like my friends who are moved out, and they're like, honest to God, I would move back if I could.
Yeah. And you said that.
Yeah. A lot of my friends were like, if I had the opportunity, I would.
I liked living with my home with my parents. You know, because we got along well.
Sure,
and all that stuff. And it's a good thing that there's no stigma to it because most people do it now. It's like more than half go back.
Exactly.
In.
Like, it makes sense. I mean, stuff's, you know, we've discussed
so
that. Stuff's so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's just a weird time. But, and you know, I don't mind it, but I just like to have my own space.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We're not seeing the prices. Well, I've seen that a bunch of retail stores, huge amount of retail stores are closing by the end of the year because of the prices are so high, people aren't buying. It's brick and mortar, so people are buying online. And they're having stuff stolen from them all the time. These are the big names, CVS, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, certainly.
Well, do you ever see these videos of like people just walking into CVS with masks, loading stuff up in trash bags? Nobody confronts them.
No.
Everybody just sits there and goes, okay, this is happening right now. Then they leave and then nothing happens.
I hate that we're at a place where people do that.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody's going to stop them because they'll get shot, they think.
Exactly.
At the very least, they'll lose their job. Plus, why are they risking their lives over this crap?
True,
that's not
and
theirs?
That's the thing, too. But, I mean, I couldn't say that I would put myself in harm's way to stop it either, but, like, the gall of some people
that. Yeah, we're a society here.
Yeah.
Exactly. The damn gall to go in there and just take stuff just to know that you can take stuff. Sickening.
But then again, what are people going to do? You know, like, if you have the opportunity, I get it. It makes sense. Why not?
Well, but it is stealing.
You got to live by some sort of morals, some sort of code.
I mean, stealing. Do you think it's because we don't teach the Bible like we used to?
That could very well be the case.
How about we don't go to church anymore, so we don't say thou shalt not steal anymore, and there is no moral compass for
that
people.
Very well could be the thing. Yes.
I mean, there's not as many people going to church.
We are losing our Christian values as a country.
Have for many, many years. Now, I'll get made fun of for saying that by some. But it could be that, you know, at least going to church does give some people a moral compass. I mean, we went to church when I was a kid, and it's, you know, I would never steal anything just because that's the way you live, you know?
Yeah, but I think the idea behind people going to church has become more so about the religion as much as that, like, just being a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what church teaches you, just
to
be a good person.
I think it's
not
gone
about,
more you're extreme
yeah, exactly.
than that.
It's not about Christianity or anything. It's just about how to
be a good person. Be a decent person.
And that's it.
And let me say this about these people that go in and steal. It's not. I don't think it's people who are like, oh my God, I'm down on my luck. I need a loaf of bread for my family and a thing of bologna. It's like going in and smashing and grabbing thousands of dollars worth of stuff just so they can go sell it on the black market.
Yeah, I'm going to take all this cough medicine and just sell it back to people for a higher price. Yeah, it's disgusting.
It is.
It's
that's
a terrible
why
time.
A lot of this, like the Walgreens in the big cities, are just locked. You know, you got to order online.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, a lot of these places have implemented a no chase policy.
Oh, I know that.
To where you can, you know, even if you try to confront somebody about it, then you know.
This relates to price, and I'll do an overrated, underrated for you
because
you always do them for me. Girl Scout cookies, overrated or underrated? Price going up this year. Ooh, I just read that.
What's the new price?
The average price for Girl Scout cookie boxes across America since 2015 has been $5 a box. It goes up to $6 a box this year.
Okay, that's not too much of an increase. I'll still pay it.
Well, I know you will. Well, I know that. There was never any doubt you would pay it.
I think Girl Scout cookies are underrated.
They're really good.
I think I run into more people who say that they don't like them than they do like them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know a lot of people who's like, I just don't dig them. I love Girl Scout cookies.
So do I.
And I always feel like I'm supporting somebody, you know, supporting kids that have opportunities to do stuff.
It's not like just one flavor. There's many of them you can like or not like. I like the, they used to be called Samoas. I don't know if they still are or not. Caramel Delights, is that what they are?
Is that the one with the coconut?
Yeah, I like those.
You're not a coconut person.
Yeah,
no. The peanut butter patties are the ones.
Love them.
And then the lemonades, I don't know what they're called anymore.
I like them.
And they just released like a new French toast one that I really dig too.
And the, what's the one a lot of people like? Just the shortbreads are good.
The shortbreads are fine, yeah.
And, well, of course, the Thin Mint's probably the king of the...
I mean, the Boy Scouts didn't get any cookies.
No, never. Not one thing.
What did they do?
Basically, I don't know. Boy Scouts didn't get to do anything except now I think if you're in Boy Scouts, it's like, what's going on?
Were you a Boy Scout?
No. I never could. I'm not rugged enough. I'm not rugged enough. What a sad statement is that. I'm not rugged enough for Boy Scouts. I couldn't even be a Cub Scout. My father tried. He's like, do it. I didn't. My neighbor was an Eagle Scout. I mean,
really?
he went on. And that, at the time, my parents were like, look at guy. He's so great. Yeah. He's an Eagle Scout. And I didn't know the big deal. I was a couple of years younger than him. But now I look back on it, I'm like, my God, he really did something there, didn't he?
Yeah, my dad wouldn't let me or my brother be Boy Scouts.
Why?
Thought it was weird.
There's kind of a stigma around it. There is.
There's a stigma.
I mean, I hate to say that because I think it's a good
one. Yeah, I mean, it's a cool thing.
But not around the Girl Scouts, but around the Boy Scouts, yes.
I mean, I'm not mad. Yeah, you know, I was playing sports and stuff like that, but he was like, nah, y'all can't do that.
When I was a kid, there was a guy who used to take kids our age to minor league baseball games. Now, we lived in a little town that didn't have the minor league team, and he would take us, you know, 30 minutes up the road. And I went like once or twice. My parents let me go, but they really talked about it. I think the reason was they thought the guy was a real perv. And because he was taking kids he had no real connection to who were just little league baseball players like myself.
Yeah.
And he would go to the games even though he had no kids and then take us to minor league baseball games.
Yeah.
It seemed a little pervy.
And I did have a buddy who was a Boy Scout. He later became an Eagle Scout who did have an issue with that.
Oh, really?
There was actually some weird stuff going on with their Boy Scout leader. So, I mean, you know, there's some reality based around it, but, you know, it's kind of bad that you can't trust people around kids.
Oh,
you
God,
know?
I know. And today, I don't think, like, as a parent myself now, if somebody wanted to take my 12-year-old child to I'd say no, or I'd go with them.
Yeah.
You know, I'd go and make sure everything was
but
all
like,
right.
But, like, what if he was, like, involved in the church or something like that? Would you let,
yeah,
you
if
know?
We were, if I knew him,
yeah,
and we were,
yeah,
but
yeah,
this
course.
Guy, he just hung around, you know, Little League baseball fields. A little oddly, you know?
It was
very strange.
You knew people who went and went around with
him. But it was a different time. I don't really know what connection I had to him. He just, would take kids to baseball. He'd say, hey, he had season tickets to whatever it was, and he would take us to games. But I only went once or twice. Very odd. You know, looking back now, it was very
strange.
Yeah,
that's kind of a weird situation.
You see, the parenting, I mentioned this the other day, the parenting challenge I failed. My son is now in college, as you know. He's starting to bet on football games, and unfortunately, he's won a few.
Okay.
And the other day, he had a bet on a Monday night football game. Now, this was Giants and Seahawks.
Okay? Sure, yeah.
So on Tuesday, he texts me and his mother at the same time, but I didn't realize she was on the text. And he says, great news, I just won $60 betting on the Seahawks in the football game. So I write back, didn't realize his mother was on it. I write back like, ballin'.
Good work, son.
She writes back, you need to be careful with this. You're falling into a trap of gambling and
that can be
so serious. So the text like come in at the exact same time. And I'm like, oh my God, what did I just say?
Should have done that.
Baller! Make it rain.
Get that paper, son.
Jesus, God, what am I doing?
I mean,
what
the more money he makes, the less he's got to ask you for. So, hey.
That's my feeling.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, don't ask eat me for any cash. But when you lose it, don't come begging to me either, you know?
Well, did you hear about another way that he can make money? So, are you familiar with the YouTuber Mr. Beast?
My son goes to East Carolina.
Yes.
Mr. Beast walks around the campus.
Did you see what just happened?
He gave a guy like
$20,000 to pay his tuition. Just walk up to a random kid. And I was like, that could have been Kelly's son.
Could have been.
Imagine if that would have been his son, your son.
Mr. Beast came up to him and said, show me my app on your phone or whatever. And my son, I'm sure, could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's got it. You know, this guy is a pretty good guy. I like him.
If you had money like that, would you be that gracious with it?
I'd be so miserly, you wouldn't even believe it. I wouldn't. In fact, you wouldn't even know I had that kind of money. I'd just buy some island, you know, and be sitting on it. I wouldn't walk around East Carolina University.
Is that your lottery goal? Like, you know, if you ever won the lottery, you would just go off the
grid.
At
one point, I said I was going to do something called Kellyville, where I would want to get away. I would buy a place, or several places. I'd buy a place in Boston so I could go see the Red Sox all the time. I'd buy a place in Denver so I could see the Broncos and then a couple of beach places. And that's all I'd want.
Okay.
You know, some beautiful. I mean, you're talking about, because what's the lottery recently got up to over $1 billion.
Yeah, it's a billion or
again.
Yeah. By the time we're doing this.
So, you know, if you win that kind of money, yes, I would do all of that, and then, but I would want my friends to be there with me.
Yeah.
So I would offer them $1 million houses also, and call it Kellyville.
Kellyville.
And they all could be there. But I've sort of modified that over the years, because now I'm so lazy. Basically, what I would do now, I think, is buy all the homes around me that where I already live.
Yeah.
Build a nice pool and a pickleball court, and get a nice house at the beach, and that's it. That's
so
all.
So would
I
you just move the people out of the neighborhood and just?
Yeah. I would give them like double the value of their home, so they'd leave.
Yeah.
And get rid of them. So I would own the whole cul-de-sac, and then I'd put in whatever I wanted: Olympic size pool.
That's a solid move.
Yes, and like, you know, 8 pickleball courts, so I could just play all I wanted. That's all I like to
but
do.
But you
anyway.
Wouldn't be like as like altruistic with it or anything. You wouldn't like give.
I don't
it
know
out.
What that word means. There are a lot of words. I told you I don't know what nepotism means.
Nepotism, yeah.
I don't know what altruism. I don't know what that means. When what's that Taylor Swift song, Antihero?
Antihero,
where she,
yeah.
And she's like, she sings words in it. I don't know what they mean. You know, it must be like she'll say narcissism.
Yeah,
I
narcissism
believe
yeah.
is a word she'll say, and altruism. And I'm like, I don't know, but I like the song. You
basically,
know?
Narcissism is the opposite of altruism. Like,
oh,
I mean,
there you are.
Yeah, would you be like, would you give it out to people? Would
no,
you help people?
No,
you wouldn't help people
no,
at all.
No, I would not.
Nothing like that.
I'd probably set up something. I wouldn't want to go to hell.
Of
so
course.
I would probably
set up like a foundation or something.
You know,
yeah.
I would definitely do that. But
like a communication broadcasting scholarship
perfect.
In your name. It's
great
alma mater
idea.
Or something like that.
I never was able to do it well.
The Chris
so here,
Kelly,
maybe
yes.
The Chris Kelly how degree, not to yeah. do it scholarship yeah. is what I would. That's
well,
how I would have it.
Well,
yeah.
Like, I always typically ask people, like, if you won the lottery, who would be like the lowest rung of person that you would give money to?
Mm.
Like the last person that you would give money
who would
to?
Would I not give money? The
yeah.
last.
Like, where would your like graciousness cut off for people?
Well, I don't know. It's a good. I probably really would set up some sort of a scholarship.
Yeah.
I like to give back to kids who don't.
I gotcha.
If I were done to do anything, I would give back to kids. My wife would funnel it toward animals. She can't even watch. When the commercials come on and show the animals, you know, who are suffering.
Oh, yeah, like the Sarah McLachlan ones. Yeah.
She makes me turn the channel immediately. And it'll come on. And with the type of shows I'm watching, Three's Company and that kind of stuff, it comes on a
that's
lot.
That's
there's really nothing
prime
else.
Prime demographic.
And it'll come on and she'll go, no, 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 and leave the room. And I don't know what to say to that. This is animal related, too. The Paris has the Olympics in a year, in 2024.
Yeah.
Do you care about the Olympics?
I'm interested in them. I try to
overrated,
keep
overrated, underrated, the Summer
Ooh,
Olympics.
Summer Olympics are underrated.
I
the
hate them.
Winter Olympics, super overrated.
I don't like either one
I
of them.
I could care less.
I don't like either one. I
really?
Think both are very overrated.
You don't watch any of the...
Very little. Very
it's
little.
So hard to keep up. I think that's the most difficult part. Is like, when are these people swimming? I don't know when these people are swimming. I don't know when they're running.
I never watch it. I never get into it. I mean, people around me... It's another one of those... You know, my big character flaw is when people like something, I automatically hate them for
of course,
liking it.
Yeah.
So that's the... You know, like people say, oh, I'm a huge Olympic fan. I don't care. And it makes me think less
thing,
of you.
I do keep up with the basketball.
Because
I love
basketball.
Seeing the play, NBA players play. So.
Yeah, that's all right. I like the basketball. I like the hockey. In winter
sure.
Olympics, but most of those sports, the track and field, I just
the cycling, like who really cares?
I don't give a hoot that they're trying to get. I saw the headline. It's like Paris tries to get rid of this before 2024 Olympics. I assumed it was the homeless. I really did. I mean,
yeah.
I saw they're moving them out, you know, a year in advance because Paris has a big homeless problem. It's bed bugs. Do you know that
bed bugs?
Yes, like 12% of homes in Paris and hotels have had bed bug issues in the last 5 years. And that's a huge problem. Bed bugs are disgusting.
You know, I've heard recently that Paris is trash.
It's nasty.
Like, it's a disgusting place. And, like, I don't know why you would ever want to go.
I've been. Have you ever been?
No, I've never been.
I was there in...
Have I ever been? You could have answered that question. You know I've never been to Paris. Sorry. Do I look like someone who goes to Paris?
No.
No.
No, you're not a... I wouldn't
they
say
They wouldn't let me in, like, on a weight limit.
It is true. You're too heavy for Paris.
Too heavy for Paris.
It's too. I hated it. A lot of people really like it. You know, people because you know it's lights and there's beauty and all that. I hear there's a ton of rats.
Yeah.
I hear there's a ton of bed bugs. Obviously, a homeless issue, which we just talked about. I did not like it much at all. But you know, I was young. I was in my where was I? Well, my parents took it. We went when I was in my teens. You know, 18, 17, 18, and we went. And in fact, the Olympics were going on then, Albertville, France, the Winter Olympics.
Okay,
went to those Olympics.
Really?
How about that on a whim?
Just on a, yeah. Just
took a train to Albertville.
Yeah.
Watched the speed skating.
Okay.
There was a guy, Dan Jansen, who was a great speed skater, but he fell. And he fell in Albertville and finished like.
Really?
Yeah. And he should have won. He eventually got it in Lillehammer, I believe. You know, he won one of the medals. But I don't like Olympics. And when I saw that they were trying to get rid of bed bugs, like, my God, what a problem to deal with.
You know? Yeah, that's disgusting. gonna make people not want to go there. That's gonna kill the tourism.
They're on the trains and all sorts of stuff as well.
Well, really honest, people are gonna go regardless.
Well,
it doesn't matter what's gonna be there.
I don't know that they will you know, the ratings for the last Olympics were horrible.
Really?
It was I think they took place in Russia or China, and we
didn't... that was the 2020 one though. The 2020
But there was a 22.
It was a 22?
Well, the 22 were winter, and those were really poorly rated. They were in China, and were very poorly rated.
Did they delay the Summer Olympics because of COVID? And
then
they have it in 21.
By a year. They
had it in 21. Which, that makes sense, I guess.
Correct.
Because I could understand people not wanting to travel for it.
That was Japan. And Japan were supposed to have them in 20.
That's right, yeah.
Didn't because of COVID. Had them in 21, but even still, it was compromised. 22 was the Winter Olympics, which were in... China, and there was such a difference. Like in 08, China had the Summer Olympics, and it was enormous.
Huge.
Michael Phelps, all of that. Then they have the Winter Olympics in 22, and we have turned our back on China. Well, because now we're
in a big
fight with China and all that. So what overrated, underrated do you have for me?
I know you always do. We're just moving into spooky season. I'm just going to ask about Halloween. I want to know what you think about Halloween.
I love Halloween.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. I find it... I mean, I guess it's not really underrated because everybody seems to like it.
True.
But I love horror movies.
Yeah.
And I like that, the whole vibe of it. And I like the weather. I like the month of October. I think it's really good.
It's the perfect time, man.
It is.
It's getting cool outside.
It's good.
Everybody's eating candy. Everybody's having a good time, just chilling. I think it's a fantastic holiday. I think it's the great way to kick off the holiday season.
Now, October, could it be the best month of the year? Because...
Ooh.
I mean, well, the weather's great here.
Yeah.
It starts to, not be so oppressively hot.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get outside and do
True,
stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to play golf or whatever
Absolutely.
You're playing, it's great. Halloween is really good. The baseball playoffs are going on. The World Series.
We're in the middle of the NFL
football.
Season. College football's going on.
It's good.
Hockey's back up.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it might be the best month of the year.
It's a really good one. Do you think, this is sports related, do you think the Bucks are going to be the odds-on favorite to win the NBA championship because they got Damian Lillard?
Yes.
Now? I do, too.
I think they'll win it.
That's a pretty big thing.
That was a big thing. And
the Nuggets, though, are still...
I don't think the Nuggets are that good.
How can you say that?
They're fine. They got talent. I think this last season was a fluke. I don't think...
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that they were supposed to win the championship
Boy,
this past year.
I feel
year.
Like they're young and really good. They got Nikola Jokic, who's
the
best player in the league.
Don't get me
great.
Wrong, but
and,
I just don't think he's... Yeah.
Who's that? Jamal Murray?
Jamal Murray, yeah.
And they've got other players that are good role players.
True.
Did you hear the... golly, somebody told me this. I don't know. I'm not positive it's true. You know the... the punch Jordan Poole laid, or
yes.
Draymond Green laid on Jordan Poole, that laid over the whole Golden State season.
Huge year. Yeah, huge story.
Whose side were you on? You probably like Draymond Green, don't you?
He's one of the ones on the Warriors that I don't mind.
Because
I hate Steph Curry.
I know.
I hate Klay Thompson. I don't mind Draymond.
The rumor is, the rumor of why he punched Jordan Poole?
No.
Apparently Jordan Poole runs his mouth a lot, period. They're both trash talkers.
Yeah.
So in practice... Something Jordan Poole said to Draymond Green was, "You're just a backpack for 30. Now, 30 is Steph Curry.
Of course.
And what he means by that is he just carries you everywhere you go. You're just an expensive. Ooh. He said you're an expensive backpack for 30.
Wow.
Which got him punched in the face.
Yeah.
And I thought it was over the line to say something that is true.
True, yeah.
So
yeah,
I
thought
that was over the line.
That's probably why he hit him. He probably heard it because it was true. Most people react negatively when they hear stuff that's true.
That's true.
Yes.
When you tread too close to the truth, I mean, he could have said something about your mama or what. That's not true.
Yeah, all that stuff that's, you know it's not true. But you, come on, bro. If you were on any other team, nobody would care about you. You wouldn't be a Hall of Famer on any other team.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, he is being carried, obviously, by...
I didn't know what it calls that.
I just heard that as a rumor, so maybe it's not true, but that's the scuttlebutt.
Now, if Jordan Poole's really not the person to be saying that to Draymond Green, but...
Probably not.
I could see why he got socked in the face over it, yeah.
He sure did, and then they leaked that video. Of course, I believe they kept Draymond Green and traded
Jordan. Yeah, Jordan Poole's on the Wizards now.
Yeah, so never to be heard from again.
No, probably. Never to be heard from again.
Do you have another over-under for me?
Yeah, let me check it out. Sarah. All right. I had a few lists for
you. All right, I knew you would.
What do you think about weddings?
I like weddings. I think they're fun. Yeah, I really enjoy them. I think they're underrated. I think you can go and just really have a nice time. I like them.
I'm not married, of course, and the whole build-up...
Very doubtful you ever will be.
Probably will never be. and the reasons, I just, the whole build-up to weddings, like the invitations and stuff, I just think that whole thing is played out. I don't need to save the date. Don't send me a card to save this date. And I don't care that you're in a field laughing with your significant other, holding your puppy. I don't care. Just tell me when to be at the wedding.
You don't like the build-up to the wedding?
No, absolutely not.
But I like marriage. I think marriage is something we're losing. I think marriage is something that people are not getting married as much as they
used to. I could see that, yeah.
I think, I think that union and then have kids after marriage. I'm big time judgy, as you know. Yeah. So I just like the traditional family.
I don't know. I think that's kind of going out the window. I think you're right. Less and less people are getting married, less and less people having kids. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a huge population decrease over the next 20 to 50 years.
Well, I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that we won't have as many people, which I always thought was... That's probably a good thing,
I'm not against it. Yeah. Breathe better,
Eat more. There's less food that you need to go around. But I've read the opposite, that you need people to keep the world going. You need a certain amount of people, and we're lower than we should be.
You know what's interesting to me, though, about weddings is, I've been to several weddings of Americans marrying Americans, but I know that there's this thing with, foreign weddings where they'll give money. People will give the bride and groom money on the night of the wedding.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And I've heard where somebody went to it was like Croatian wedding where I think the bride and groom raised an extra 40 or 50 grand the night of the wedding for them.
Yes.
I'm like, why don't Americans do that? Why is that not something that we do?
What a great idea.
Give them a head start at least pay for the wedding.
Right. Well, yeah. That's what I guess we could do it that way. We give gifts typically. You register.
I don't need a toaster. Give me some cash.
But you can register for what you want, and then you have all your plates and all that kind of thing.
That to me is weird. And it's the same thing with having kids. I think wedding and baby registries are so weird.
Really?
Yes, I really do.
It's a tradition.
Here, buy this for me and my child.
Yeah, you really
I know you want to give
there.
Me a gift. It's not a surprise, though.
I told you when I saw, this was 6 or 7 months ago, maybe a year, I was driving home from work, and I saw a guy or whoever, a car that had a billboard in the back of it, painted on the back window, getting married in a month, whatever. Help us out. Go to, it was a Cash App, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
At Cash App, whatever. And I thought, you got some nerve. You got some gall to ask for money for your wedding from people you don't even know. And then the thing is, people are stupid enough to go give money to it.
Well, that's the exact same thing, though. I mean,
yes, but if you know me and you're invited to the wedding.
But why not? Why not
because
do it?
I hate that.
Why not?
Well, why not just stand out on the corner and with a sign that says, give me money?
Why not?
Because that's beneath you.
What do you mean that's beneath you? Who cares? I might. I might not be able to work this part-time job anymore.
You're begging for money.
I
hate that. I just looked at that and I thought, how dare you put that on that? Give me money to help me out. For what? Why would I give you money?
I mean, you don't have to. I'm just saying the ability to do that. Why not? Just do it.
I just don't like people asking for a handout. Yeah. You know, then don't get married. If you can't afford to get married, then don't get married.
Well, what about love? What about that union you were talking about?
Well, then go get go to the courthouse. Go to the courthouse and get married. You know, you can get married for about $200.
I would rather give somebody money than give somebody like a thing. That's just me.
But
though.
Isn't that then the thought been taken out of it? I mean, you know, if your birthday's coming up and I hand you $50, does it mean as much as if I figure out what you really like and I go find something for you that you would like?
No, because at the end of the day, the person getting it doesn't care. They'd much rather have $20 in their pocket.
I disagree with that. If I'm going to give you, if your birthday's coming up and I know you like the Duke Blue Devils or the New York Yankees, if I go out and get you a New York Yankee something that you don't have, a signed Mickey Mantle baseball.
Okay.
All right. And I give it to you and I paid $125 for it. That's a lot better. And I go through a lot and that makes me happier and you happier than handing you $125.
If you do that, I'm selling it for $300.
Of course you are.
I'm getting that cash.
Of course you are.
I don't know. I get what you're saying and I get the meaning behind it. But at the same time, I think for a young couple, for somebody getting married, I think that they would much rather have the money
cash
to go buy what they want to
buy.
You know,
you can do that.
Because, the opportunity, like say you get them a dish set that they don't like.
But they register for it. They say, here's what we like. Here's a place you can go to get what we like.
I just think that's arrogant, though.
Well, that is tradition.
I really think that's arrogant. I really think, buy me this. This is what I want.
Just putting it out there.
Exactly,
So you think it's arrogant to put, here's the things we like, buy them for us, please, but not arrogant to write on the back of your windshield, I'm getting married, please give me money at this app. People you don't even know.
No, I don't think it's arrogant at all.
I think that is the height of arrogance and
the
ask for money.
The people who make the registry make these expecting these gifts.
Yes.
The people who put that on the back, they don't expect any money. They're just doing because the possibility it might happen.
They get it, apparently. Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't do it. It works. I'd rather see them go out and stand in their tuxedo and on a street corner and make a little game out of it.
Sure.
You know, make it kind of fun.
Or
at least you've done
with
something.
A bucket or something.
Yeah,
you know,
you've done something.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's just asking, pay me money, I don't do it. If somebody's playing a song in a Target parking lot, maybe. You know, at least they're showing a little talent. You know, they're out there working for it, you know?
I guess.
They're doing something for money. I don't like either one, believe me. But I at least they're working. Because many of them are scam artists, you
true.
Know, of course. They might not even be getting married.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, at least you know the person just writing it on the back of their wallet. They're not trying to scam you out of anything.
Maybe.
That's totally your, you know.
How well they might not be getting married though.
Yeah, but you know, nobody's telling you a story or forcing.
Well, they're lying.
Anything.
Well, they're not forcing
they're
me
not,
to do it. I would never do it.
Yeah.
Well, they are lying. If they're not getting married, they're lying. I mean,
you could
do that
enough.
Today.
Fair enough.
You should do that. Yeah. You should paint it on the back of your car.
Yeah.
And say, getting married in June. You know, here's my Cash App. You know, help us out. I bet you'd get $1,000 by June. I bet you, and it's a lie. The whole thing is a lie.
What do I do with the money?
Donate
to charity.
Donate to charity.
No, I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up anything to charity.
Put it into our podcast.
Buy $1,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies. That's what I'm doing.
Well,
yes.
You won't get much. Put it into this podcast. That was good. There's a lot of hot takes in here today.
Were,
you see that?
Yeah.
That's hot take.
We got heated today.
You told me to hot take, then you come out and do it. You know, you come out.
And you with your Christian values thing blew me away. I didn't even know you were going to go that deep on me.
I try. You know, I try. Sometimes I do that. Yeah. That's basically what we've learned is Girl Scout cookies are too expensive.
Yeah.
And because we're now not in church,
everybody's stealing and scamming.
Stealing and scamming and busting into Targets and so forth. All right, that was a good one. That was our best one ever. I don't even know what episode it is, the best one ever.
13, maybe.
Is this 13?
I think it is 13.
Lucky 13. Yeah. All right, exactly. Well, anything else to say?
I said follow us on YouTube, and we're on Apple Podcasts right now as well, so you can listen while you're driving.
That finally happened.
Yes,
that's nice.
On Apple Podcasts. All the other streaming platforms we're working on, but definitely Apple Podcasts right now.
Wonderful. Thank you. Good to see you,
Stevie
Shea. We'll see you again next week for the Square of the Round.